Joined in studio with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau and Charlie Montgomery of Russo Farming, Farming Company. And Russo isn't just a melon grower. Y'all grow a variety of different crops on a variety of different fields all season long.
Yeah. So we produce a lot of we call winter veg, wet veg items, broccoli, cilantro, parsley, kale, carrots, cabbage, celery, whole list of items. Some dry onions in the spring, and then roll into watermelons and sweet corn. Sweet corn we do in the summer and the fall. We've got something going on pretty much all the time. Our harvest window is about mid October, early November until 1st of August, and then other than that, we're prepping ground and we're back to planting and transplanting by the second week of August or so.
And July is National Watermelon Month, and perfect harvest. We're right in the middle of 2 million pounds a day coming out of the Russo farm alone. That's just one farm.
That's one operation, yeah. I couldn't imagine if you added up everybody that's producing right now what that number would be, but the deal is finding homes for all of them, and it's working.
How much of the watermelon weight is the fruit inside versus the rind?
Yeah, good question. It's definitely weighted heavier towards the internal side. It's probably, I'd say you'd get a 80%, 90% recovery.
Now, I see trucks with watermelons, just piled in them. How much weight can you stack on top of a watermelon?
We pack everything in 2-foot bins that are stacked 3 high. So there's about 3 tiers in each bin, depending on the size of the melon. So you definitely don't want to stack them too high. I wouldn't go any higher than, 2 or 3 feet from the field level.
And when you cut open a watermelon, what's the proper way? You said your wife dices them up, or do you like to slice them and eat them right on?
I love what she does, which is cube them up, and you're not dealing with any of the outside. When I go in the field, I cut it in half and eat the heart out of it and move on to the next one.
Quality control.
Yeah, of
course. You got to test.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's not ripe yet. Yeah. Move on to the next field.
Yeah.
I like your story. You said your daughters thought that your main job was quality control with checking watermelons.
Right. I'd take them out to the farm and drive them around and go into the watermelon field because that's what they're most excited about. And at the end of the day, that's what they thought I did, was just check watermelons.
Now, when we're talking 2 million pounds of watermelons, how many watermelons is that? What's the average weight? About 3 pounds, 5 pounds?
About 16, 17 pounds in that range.
16 pounds per watermelon.
Yeah, it'll go down to the smaller sizes can be 10 pounds, a little bit less. The mini ones are much smaller than that. But then we'll have some that push up to 30 pounds.
And someone in Tennessee with time on their hands in 2013 grew a 350-pound watermelon.
Wow.
So that's our challenge mark.
I'd hate to be the pitcher on that one, trying to load that thing.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people that would feed. Tammy's got a question for Mr. Charlie Montgomery on watermelon growing. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
Hi, Tammy.
My grandson really wanted to grow watermelon in the garden this year, so we put a couple of plants in the ground in April.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering about how long it takes for those to be ready to pick off of the vine. It's a bit harder to tell if they're hollow when you can't pick it up and listen to it closely.
Sure. Well, planted in April, it's going to come off a little bit later. You're probably looking in August. Probably around August. And one thing to look for is the indicator leaf that's just above where the stem comes into the watermelon. As you start to see that dry up, that's a pretty good indicator at the field level to see if that watermelon's ready as well.
Kind of the indicator that the nutrients in the water and the photosynthesis into the watermelon has stopped.
It's ready.
It's going to start dying on the vine if you leave it there.
Yep.
Interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Look for the leaf right above the melon.
Yep.
Charlie even told me you feel like checking the melons in the field, it's easier to assess ripeness versus in a store because you don't have that indicator.
It helps me just knowing that. You look at the indicator leaf, the tendrils, if they're dried up. So you have those at your disposal to use. And then just knowing that that crown cut, the first cut's going to come more out of the center of the bed, and then you work your way out from there. It's harder when you get to the second and third cut. The guys that make our program are our cutters. They are amazing. They can go out there and find these ripe watermelons, and they're dead on. 99.9% of the time.
Wow. Do you guys do pumpkins?
We don't.
I'm just curious.
We did pumpkins at one time. They're hard to grow in the valley here. We moved out of the valley to grow them at one time, and it's a challenging deal. So we stick with what in our little area and with what we're good at.
Julie, at azfb.org. You've also got fillyourplate.org. Tell us about the resources y'all put there for the consumer.
So we provide Fill Your Plate for our Arizona families because they're always asking us questions about the crops we grow and all sorts of things. We even have seasonal charts that you can go to, but it's a searchable database of three different areas: your recipes, your direct market farm products, and also your farmers markets. We probably have one of the most comprehensive lists of all the different farmers markets throughout Arizona. And since it's mobile friendly, if you're up in Prescott and you're spending the weekend there and you decide you want to go to a farmers market before you hit the trails and go hiking, you can look up on Fill Your Plate and you'll be able to search for the farmers markets in Prescott.
Julie Murphy, always a pleasure. Charlie Montgomery, thank you for taking time out of the farm and being here in studio with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.